Chapter 6 Ancient Wisdom. For the next meeting with the Enlightened Master, people gathered in the meditation hall, where a group of devoted disciples was already coming together, eager to receive the invaluable teachings of the Circle of Kailash Priests, and then spread them to the world to save all people on Earth. The sermon began in a large, spacious hall. The Master came out to the people. His face radiated light, love, and compassion. After reciting a prayer, he said, "Let us worship the great divine power that grants us grace and wisdom." The hall bowed in reverence before the greatness of God. "My beloved ones," the Master began when the people took their seats, "the time has come for our meeting with you. Today, I will reveal to you the path leading you towards the light. The beginning of this path is asanas, pranayama, pratyahara, and dharana. Asana is not just a specific body posture, not yoga gymnastics as it is known in the West. Asanas are elements of the ritual of serving God, of seeking God within oneself. The asanas are similar to the sign of the cross in a church, bows and kneeling. These movements and body postures help the adept enter into a specific spiritual state. Someone observing monks' prayers with countless bows from the outside might think that they are doing physical exercises, even concluding that they are beneficial for health. While this is undoubtedly beneficial, these are not merely elements of well-being. These are magical body positions that activate specific channels, chakras, serve as a connection to the cosmos, and develop hidden abilities. Asanas are not done separately. They form specific complexes of 8, 12, 16 poses, and are performed in a strictly defined sequence of the ritual. Each posture in these rituals represents a specific stage of spiritual practice. For instance, there is a ritual of opening chakras where 7 poses correspond to the 7 chakras. At the end, an 8th pose is added for relaxation, Shavasana. There is a ritual of avatars of Vishnu, where each pose embodies one of God's incarnations. By performing these poses, the adept enters each avatar, transforming from an individual self into the divine. There is a ritual of levels of consciousness. In each pose, a person experiences the evolution of their being in the universe, from primal emptiness, plasma and minerals to plants, animals, humans, and demigods. As you can see, asanas are not gymnastics. They are positions of rituals that allow a person to experience the truth not only on the level of the mind, but also energetically and physically. When doing such asanas, a person must delve deep into themselves, relax, regulate their breathing into a specific mode, feel the inner energy currents, directing energy along the desired path, focusing on specific chakras. Mentally or verbally repeat mantras, visualize necessary images, and immerse themselves in them with their entire being, connecting with the cosmos. I will introduce you to these ancient rituals of the Circle of Priests of Kailash, which yield miraculous results. Once, when I was in an underground city in Tibet, one of the great masters, Kuthumi, initiated me into the first of such rituals. It was the levels of consciousness ritual. In an elevated and reverent state, I began to perform it. But suddenly, I stopped feeling like a human. Even though my body went through one pose after another, my consciousness at the moment disconnected from my body, and I felt like an infinite emptiness, a life-giving vacuum, divine consciousness. Then, a plasma cluster emerged from me, exploding and dispersing in different directions, forming galaxies, stars, and planets. I became that plasma. Then, I condensed and transformed into minerals. From there, I started evolving into plants, animals, humans, and demigods. I vividly experienced the entire evolution of the universe. Now, each of you can personally witness the miraculous effects of these rituals passed down to us by ancient sages. After the practice, the disciples gathered for a lecture by the extraterrestrial visitor from Sirius. Bhagavan answered numerous questions.
"What should we do if we don't have time to perform the rituals twice a day?" asked a woman.
"It means that something else is the priority," the sage responded. "Think about how much time you waste in traffic, in endless queues, or waiting at work. All this time can be used for spiritual practice. Even the most complex poses can be done in a crowd of people on the subway or at work if performed in the subtle body. When you are familiar with the pose, you can practice it in your imagination, feeling how your subtle body assumes that position. You can practice it anywhere. This practice yields incredible results in developing the subtle body. If you can complete the entire ritual in your imagination without distraction, you will learn to control your subtle body and, eventually, use it to teleport, travel through time, levitate, materialize objects, and even pass through walls and teleport your physical body. This is the practice of occult yoga, yoga of extraordinary abilities, which I will teach you in the future."
"How did you develop your own abilities?"
asked a young man. "For the practice of developing the subtle body, I was placed in an underground city in Trans-Himalaya, inside a stone coffin where my body couldn't even move. Before that, I went through extensive purification procedures, consuming only honey, sprouted wheat, and special herbs and roots. I spent 40 days in the coffin. In the subtle body, I performed all the asana rituals, and by the fifth day, I felt perfectly attuned to it. My physical body, in a way, ceased to exist for me. In the subtle level, I met Kathyumi, who was also there in his subtle form. He shared various knowledge about traveling to other worlds, the past and the future, until I had fully mastered all the capabilities of the subtle body and had developed all of its abilities. Towards the end, I teleported my physical body out of the coffin and operated in two bodies simultaneously, the physical and the subtle, performing different actions." After answering numerous questions, the master began a hypnosis session to awaken the abilities of the people present. "Among you, there are individuals who are susceptible to hypnosis," he taught. There are also those who are more resistant to hypnosis. They do not enter the hypnotic state as easily as others, and it takes more time to hypnotize them. We will now determine who among those present is the most hypnotizable and in whom I can unlock abilities during the hypnotic session. If a person is susceptible to the influence of hypnosis, they can be instantly taught anything. They can learn foreign languages, study karate, become healers and clairvoyants. Today, I will teach healing to many of you so that you can help others by alleviating their illnesses. So, join your hands together, interlacing your fingers, and raise them above your neck level. People obeyed. Now, when I count to three, many of you won't be able to unlock your hands. Your hands won't open. Here we go. 1. Your hands won't open. 2. You can't unlock your hands. 3. Now, try to open them. Almost 80% of those present found their hands remained clasped. So, those of you in the front row who can't open your hands, come up on stage. A large crowd of people came up on the stage, holding their clasped hands together. All right. On the count of three, I will put you into a deep sleep. On three, you will fall asleep, but continue to stand and hear my voice. 1. You're falling asleep. 2. You're entering a hypnotic sleep and maintaining a connection with me, hearing my voice. 3. You are sleeping and hearing me. Everyone present closed their eyes and their faces relaxed and softened. Their breathing became steady and tranquil. The master approached the first woman and, touching her, said, "You speak English perfectly. Tell us who you are, your age, and your name." The woman immediately began to speak in clear English into the microphone held up to her. Approaching a man, the master, touching him, said, "You speak Chinese fluently. Tell us what day it is today and what you did this morning." Suddenly, the man began speaking in Chinese. The master went around to other people, having them speak in different languages he indicated to them. Then, approaching one young man, he said, "You are a Shaolin warrior. Show us a shadow fight." The young man suddenly transformed and began executing combat moves precisely and distinctly, just like in martial arts movies. Another elderly lady began to dance gracefully, like an Indian actress. The audience was amazed by what they saw. In conclusion, the master said, "All these abilities will now remain with you. On the count of three, all of you will come out of the hypnosis, feeling perfectly well. Now, you are completely healthy. 1, 2, 3. Come out of the hypnosis and open your eyes." Everyone on stage immediately snapped out of their trance. Their faces were filled with happiness and joy. "Return to your seats," the master said to them. Now I will teach all of you spiritual healing through a hypnotic session. So, he waved his hand. On the count of three, all of you will enter a hypnotic state, maintaining a connection with me and continuing to hear my voice. One, your eyes close, you fall asleep. Two, you enter a hypnotic state and you hear my voice. Three, and the vast hall, with the exception of a few dozen people, slipped into hypnosis. Feel the presence of the divine power. See God. He is approaching you, endowing you with healing power. The faces of the people lifted up, reflecting prayerful hope, tears of happiness and gratitude. Now, during each healing session, you will easily connect with God and receive healing power. You will know how to heal a person effectively. Striving to do only good, you will direct healing energy towards the sick, and they will recover. Your interest in healing and your desire to help people will never wane, and you will heal all your loved ones. Session after session, your healing power and knowledge will increase. You will be able to help all people with any illness. Now, on the count of three, you will come out of the hypnotic state and you will retain all the abilities you have gained now. So, one, you feel great. You are completely healthy. Two, you easily return to your normal state. Three, open your eyes. The hall was filled with joyful and radiant faces of people who had received a new, great gift. With this, the meeting of the great predecessor of Christ was concluded. In a vast and beautiful hall, decorated in an ancient style, several dozen students gathered, united by one goal: to find true knowledge hidden from people behind the Iron Curtain. The attendees were of various ages, nationalities, and professions. There were venerable, gray-haired elders with well-groomed white beards, young men who had just graduated from high school, several middle-aged people of Hindu descent, and professors from universities, as well as ordinary housewives. Everyone settled on mats and awaited the arrival of the master. Tense silence filled the hall as people waited in silence. Soon, the master himself appeared. Accompanied by two assistants, he stepped onto the stage. His black attire with the emblem of the Circle of Kailash Priests glowing on his chest, and his tall hat enhanced his light face with the wise gaze of clear eyes that had seen the deepest depths of human souls. It seemed that nothing could hide from his all-penetrating gaze. The assistants, two middle-aged men with athletic builds of Eastern descent, calmly walked behind him. At first glance, it was evident that these individuals were the closest disciples of Bhagavan. Their faces radiated serenity, light, and peacefulness. The master walked to the center of the stage. All those present directed their gaze at the enlightened master. The hall filled with a thunderous roar of admiration. Bhagavan approached a large armchair covered in purple velvet and, standing in front of the audience, addressed everyone. Namaste! Dear brothers and sisters, let us begin our sessions. Before we start, let us recite a prayer to connect with the divine power. His voice resonated throughout the vast hall like a silvery echo, cutting through the silence, awakening a spark of consciousness in people's minds. Everyone stood up. The master continued, and the hall echoed his words with a thunderous response. Oh, great divine power! At this hour, we appeal to you. We ask of you, open our hearts and purify our minds to understand the great truth, which is our life. We ask this all for your glory. Amen. Let us now bow to the great divine power that bestows its grace and knowledge upon us. Crossing their hands on their chests, the master and then all the attendants bowed deeply. For a moment, the hall fell into silence. Now, more than ever, everyone felt the closeness and unity with higher powers. May the blessing of the circle of Kailash priests be with you. Om. Bhagavan solemnly pronounced, straightening up and sending cosmic energy streams from his outstretched hands. Streams of bright prana flowed from his palms, filling the hearts of all those present in the hall. Rise, the master proclaimed majestically. Sit down, my dear ones. Everyone present slowly lowered themselves onto their mats. The master took his seat on the throne, and the two assistants positioned themselves on their mats on either side of the stage. Assume the Vajrasana posture, Bhagavan calmly and kindly instructed. Sit on your heels, keep your spine straight, and relax your body. Breathe calmly and peacefully. Mentally detach yourself from the external world and focus your attention within. Feel your body, your being. Feel the presence of the higher divine power, which is invisibly close to you. Here, the hierarchs of the circle of Kailash priests are invisibly present. Rigdin Japo, Kathyumi, and El Morya. They are all watching you now, calmly, compassionately, and detached. Open your hearts and let the grace of the divine power come in. Feel the flow of grace coming from the higher power as it descends on you, starting from the top of your head, traveling down through your body's channels, and radiating into your aura. Feel how the divine power fills your entire being and transforms it into a divine human one. Take a breath, exhale, and bow. Bow before its greatness and boundless might of the divine. The two assistants leaned forward, reaching out with their hands and touching their foreheads to the floor. All the students repeated after them. Hold your breath on the exhale. Relax. Merge with the flow coming to you from God. Stay in this position for as long as your breath allows you to. Then, slowly and gently, straighten up and sit. Those in the hall remained in this position for some time, and then, slowly, one by one, they began to rise. The gray-bearded yogis were the last to rise, and the assistants of the master were the very last. Without losing the meditative state, let's begin warming up the fire. The master spoke with an unearthly voice. His speech was highlighted by the majestic and profound music of transformation. Mentally envision yourself as the fire, bright, powerful, giving life to all that exists. You are both the tiny flame of the candle and the raging fire. The students began to perform the ritual. The solemnity and lofty intention of the exercise were emphasized by the candlelight and the scent of incense. The voice of the master resonated with a sonorous echo beneath the temple's vaults. All the students were so thoroughly merged with the image of fire that it seemed as if their auras were burning like a fire. When the final exercises were completed, the flames seemed to extinguish immediately. Silence once again filled the hall. In the echoing hall, the unearthly voice of the master sounded. Now, let's perform a cleansing breath. Inhale and raise your hands with your palms facing upwards towards your chest. Then exhale sharply while moving your hands down. Visualize that you are expelling all the negative energy, negative emotions, and illnesses from your body. Repeat this 3 times. All the students repeated the exercise. During the final exhalation, it was as if a dark cloud of human vices appeared in the hall, covering everything like smoke. Observing this, the master was dissatisfied. He couldn't allow this dark energy to linger in the hall because it could harm not only those practicing in the hall, but also anyone who might accidentally come into contact with it. To prevent this, he said, Now, dear ones, imagine how all your negative energy is burning in the fire of purification, which the hierarchs of the circle of Kailash priests send to earth. Chant the mantra, Aum. The entire hall resonated with the mantra. The flames of purification burned the negative energy to ashes. In the auras of all those present, a harmonious, radiant energy emerged. The dark clouds of negative karma dispersed, and the space became crystal clear. The master's light shone brightly once more. Now, my dear ones, he said, let's proceed to the practice of the Taoist complex that will help us cleanse the channels of our body, heal the corresponding organs, and rejuvenate our entire system. Sit in the Vajrasana posture. Focus on all the channels of our body. Mentally visualize how each channel is connected to the cosmos and how they are all interconnected. Feel yourself as an integral part of the cosmos. Feel your unity with the entire world. Take a breath, exhale, and bow. Mentally greet the entire universe, all living beings. Hold your breath on the exhale for as long as your will allows. Then slowly and gently rise while inhaling and return to the starting position. All those present in the hall rose and sat, waiting for the next instructions. Mentally attuned to the meridian of the gallbladder, the master said, visualize it on your body. Sit on the heel of your right foot. Cross your left leg over your right and place your left toes on the floor. Turn your torso to the left and pass your right arm under your left knee. Join your hands behind your back. Gently rotate your body and head, looking to the left. The assistant students demonstrated how to perform the poses, as they were taught in Tibet. Mentally follow the path of the meridian from the little toe of your left foot up the outer side of your leg, along the side of your torso, chest, up to the back of your shoulder and neck, then to the head, and ending at the corner of your left eye. Take a breath and imagine how a dense green stream of yang energy rises upward through the channel. And with the exhale, it penetrates deep into your body and moves directly to the gallbladder, filling it and rejuvenating it. Feel how this organ fills with strength, health, and fresh cosmic prana of the wood element. With each inhalation, draw energy from the cosmos, then hold your breath. Feel the energy continuing to move along the channel, then exhale smoothly, sending the energy directly to the organ. Hold your breath on the exhale and feel how the cosmic flow fills the gallbladder, dissolving all toxins, impurities, blockages, and illnesses. For a moment, the master's voice faded away. All the students became absorbed in merging with cosmic energy. The only sounds that disturbed the silence were the mystical music of transformation and the crackling of candles. The scent of incense permeated the hall even more. An otherworldly, mystical atmosphere was created. Very well, the master's voice cut through the anticipation. Now, let's perform the same posture in the other direction. Slowly turn around, sit on your left heel, cross your right leg over your left thigh, and twist to the right. Mentally envision the flow of energy through the channel. The otherworldly voice of the master seemed to fill the entire hall. His closest students, rising from their seats, moved into the hall to adjust the posture, assisting those who struggled or made mistakes. As they moved through the rows, they appeared to be otherworldly beings. All their actions, gestures, and interactions with people were filled with some unearthly purpose. After providing assistance to everyone present, they returned to their places. The master continued, now, without losing your meditative state, smoothly turn and transition to the next pose, the liver channel posture. sitting on your heels, spread your knees apart to sit on the floor. Place your palms on the floor and lean back. Your body and legs should be aligned, arms along your body. Fully relax your body. Maintain even and calm breathing. Try to feel comfortable in this posture. Send a wave of relaxation through all your muscles. Mentally visualize the liver meridian, which begins at the big toe, runs up the inner side of the shin and thigh, through the inguinal crease, bypassing the reproductive organs, continuing to the front center meridian, crosses the abdomen, reaches the sixth rib, and ends at the nipple line. Inhale and draw energy along the meridian. Pull it towards you. Guide it upward, and as you exhale, imagine it moving into the inner channel, going directly to the organ itself. Pull the energy towards you in your mind and fill the liver with it. The green yang flow of the wood element streams through the channel, providing its healing effect. For a while, silence filled the hall, accentuated by the crackling of candles and the mystical music of transformation. All the students were doing their best to perform these postures. They turned out perfectly only for the elder yogis. Others needed assistance from the assistants. Surprisingly, after their guidance, the postures improved. Try to completely relax in this posture, the master proclaimed. If you can relax in any position, you'll be able to master your body freely, just like children do. Now let's move on to the next posture. Mentally attuned to the lung meridian, lie on your right side. Stack your legs on top of each other and extend your toes. Bend to the left as much as possible. Place your left hand on your left hip. Tilt your head to the left and extend your right hand to the right. Relax in this posture. Feel as comfortable as possible. Mentally envision the energy moving along the lung meridian from your body, along the inner side of your arm, to the tip of the thumb, as the lungs release and expel excess energy. Feel that the organ is rejuvenating and recovering, filling with fresh energy. The yellow yin energy flow of the metal element flows through the channel and, upon exiting the thumb, transfers to the adjacent meridian. The lungs take the energy from the large intestine channel and return it to the same channel. Slowly, smoothly, without losing your meditative state, straighten up and perform the same posture on the other side. Inhale, and imagine how energy enters the channel in your lungs, coming from the channel of the large intestine, and then, passing along the lung meridian, it closes the circuit, making a circle. Breathe smoothly and silently. Merge as strongly as possible with this energy movement. The master paused for a moment, closed his eyes, and then made a mystical gesture, connecting the thumb and index finger of his right hand. He raised his hand to chest level and sent an amber-yellow energy stream from the center of his palm to everyone present in the hall. At that very moment, all the people present began to experience increased activity in the lung meridian. Their breathing became more pronounced, and diseases started to recede. The energy level increased, and some sickly individuals regained a healthy flush on their cheeks.
"Very well,"
the master's voice broke the silence. "Now, slowly and smoothly transition to the Vajrasana position without losing your meditative state. Let's begin the posture for the large intestine meridian. Join your hands behind your back, interlace your fingers, and extend your index fingers. Take a deep breath, exhale, and bow. Raise your arms upward and touch the floor with your forehead. Mentally visualize the large intestine meridian, starting at the index finger and running along the outer side of the arm up to the shoulder, then rising along the neck and face. Here, it bifurcates, with one branch going to the ear and the other to the cheek. Guide the yang energy, amber yellow in color of the metal element, along your channel. Feel how it fills your body, rejuvenating the organ. Feel your entire stretched arm surface, the entire meridian. Inhale, and with the exhale, feel its inner path and how the energy flows through this meridian. The master raised his hands with intertwined fingers, connecting the index fingers, and lifted them upward, and suddenly a beam of amber-yellow color ascended from them. Then he directed this beam across the entire hall, to everyone present. Immediately, the energy in the channels of all those present started moving more actively and rapidly. Many people felt their chronic illnesses dissipate, and many experienced a strong energy flow through their channels. "Very good, my dear ones," the master's voice cut through the silence. "Now, slowly and smoothly straighten up and sit on your heels. Close your eyes. Go deep within yourself. Feel the gracious effect this posture has had on you."
After some time, he continued,
"Now, turn your attention to the stomach meridian. Let's perform its posture. Lie on your stomach. Grasp your ankles with your hands and arch backward. Make gentle rocking movements back and forth. Try to feel comfortable in this pose. Mentally follow the stomach meridian, running along your face, neck, chest, abdomen, transitioning to the outer side of your leg, and ending at the second toe of your foot. Envision the yang energy, dark brown in color of the earth element, flowing along the outer course of the meridian. Take a deep breath. Then, as you exhale, allow the energy to penetrate the meridian and go directly to the organ itself. Feel how your stomach is becoming healthier and strong, like that of a wild forest creature." All the students diligently performed the postures. Of course, not everyone got it right. Some older people found this pose quite challenging. However,
When the holy assistants of the master approached them and made corrections, things quickly improved, and the posture was executed correctly. The sage raised his hands to the sky and then directed the energy flow at all the students in the hall. Energy flowed in an endless stream, and then, transferring to the students, began to rejuvenate their bodies and heal diseased organs. One student, suffering from an incurable stomach ulcer, recovered during this session and completely forgot what illness was, never reaching for medicine again. "Now, my dear ones," the master said, "let's slowly and smoothly lower ourselves to the floor. Place your hands under your chin and fully relax. Feel the positive effect this posture had on you. My beloved ones," he continued after a brief pause, "let us now move on to the practice of the meridian pose for the spleen and pancreas. Place your hands near your shoulders. Place your palms on the floor. Put one foot on the big toe, arch backward, and lift your body off the ground. Your support is on three points: your hands and the big toe of your foot. Mentally trace the course of the meridian from the big toe along the inner side of the shin, thigh, up the body. It makes several zigzags and ends at the middle auxiliary line of the body, at the sixth rib. Feel how all the muscles along this channel are stretching in this posture. Deepen your sense of your body. The dark brown yin energy of the earth element flows through the meridian, filling the spleen and pancreas organs." As the students performed this sequence, their energy became balanced, and the flow through their channels became smooth and steady. The collective energy field even helped newcomers, those who had just joined the class, to attune themselves. "Very well, my dear ones," the sage said. "Now, switch legs and focus on the other paired meridian. Mentally imagine the dark brown yin energy of the earth element flowing through the channel. Take a deep breath. Then, with your exhale, visualize the energy directing itself into the organ itself. With each breath, absorb energy from the cosmos. Feel how your internal organs are becoming healthier and rejuvenated." The great master extended his palms forward and sent streams of dense brown energy towards everyone present, especially those who were seriously ill. Many people were healed by this divine act because they were open and willing to accept the master's assistance. As is known, once a student opens up, help, support, and healing immediately come to them. "Very good, my beloved ones," the master said. "Now, slowly and smoothly, without losing your meditative state, transition into the seated position on your heels and relax. Feel the beneficial effects of this exercise." Everyone promptly followed this instruction. "And now, mentally attune yourselves to the next channel, the heart channel. Let's perform its posture. Sit on the heel of your right foot and cross your left leg over your right, placing it on the floor. Lift your left hand and take it behind your back. Lower your right hand and clasp it behind your back with your left hand. Mentally trace the course of the heart channel, which starts at the auxiliary fossa, runs along the inner surface of the shoulder, forearm with the ulnar side, along the ulnar edge to the nail bed of the pinky finger. Here, it joins the small intestine meridian. Mentally envision how, with each inhalation, a fiery red yang energy stream is absorbed into the heart channel, and with each exhalation, it penetrates the inner pathway of the channel and the organ itself. The master's assistants approached to help those who couldn't execute this posture on their own. Their sensitivity and timely guidance were impeccable, and the difficulties faced by newcomers vanished immediately. For if a person tries to master something on their own, without the guidance of the master, it may take years of sometimes futile efforts. However, when they practice under the guidance of a seasoned master, they can achieve results many times faster. "Very well," the master exclaimed. "Take a breath. Hold it during inhalation. Press your head to your chest and, bending forward, touch your left knee to your head. Feel how the energy flow in the channel intensifies. Stay in this position for as long as your willpower allows. But do not overexert yourself. If you feel the need, slowly and smoothly straighten up and exhale through your nostrils." All the present individuals began to slowly, one by one, straighten up and return to the initial position. Of course, venerable yogis were the last to come out of their breath holding. "And now," said the master, "let's do this pose, but on the other side. Sit on the heel of your left foot, bring your right foot over the thigh, and place the toes on the floor. Lift your right hand and bring it behind your back. Lower your left hand and lock it behind with the right. Mentally envision the heart meridian running through your left arm. Feel the fiery red yin energy stream down the arm and go to the pinky finger. Take a breath. Hold your breath on the inhale. Then bow, aiming your head to touch the knee. Stay in this position for as long as possible. Merge with the sensation of this energy." The entire hall fell silent for a moment. In that moment, the master folded his hands in front of his chest, raised his eyes to the heaven, and then sent forth streams of his divine love and grace to all the people in the hall. The streams poured out from the master's heart and reached everyone present, filling them with the divine gift. "If you feel the need to exhale, then slowly and smoothly straighten up, lift your head, and exhale." The master continued his instructions. One by one, the students started to come out of the bowing position. And when the last of them had risen, many of them had tears of joy, love, and admiration in their eyes. "Very well, dear brothers and sisters," the master encouraged them. "Now, let's move on to the next posture, the posture of the small intestine meridian. Slowly and gently, without losing your meditative state, lie on your stomach. Relax your body. Mentally scan it with your inner vision, and then place your hands beside your shoulders. Lift yourself up on your toes. Arch backward, gently raising your head first, then your neck, followed by the upper chest, then the lower chest, and finally, arch your lower back. Then, gently lift your feet and place them parallel on the ground. Arch backward as much as possible. Support yourself on the tips of your toes and the palms of your hands. Try to feel extremely comfortable in this position. Tilt your head forward and press your chin to your chest. Mentally imagine and feel the channel of the small intestine. It starts from the nail bed of the fifth finger on the hand, runs along the dorsal ulnar side of the wrist, the back of the forearm, elbow, outer back of the shoulder, goes to the acromion process of the scapula, scapular bone, approaches the midline of the back, where it connects with the paired meridian on the opposite side, beyond the supraclavicular fossa. Then it goes to the neck, lower jaw, cheekbone, to the outer corner of the eye, and to the ear. This meridian has its branch, which goes to the inner corner of the eye. Mentally visualize how the energy of fiery red color flows through the channel. Its yang streams bestow upon you strength, health, rejuvenation of the entire body as a whole, and the small intestine in particular. Take a breath and draw energy from the cosmos with your inhalation. With your exhalation, direct it into the organ itself. Feel how the fiery streams cleanse the channels and the energy circulates freely and actively through them. Immerse yourselves in this sensation. All those present were actively performing these exercises. The wise and sensitive mentor assistants, with incredible sagacity and promptness, approached those for whom this posture was challenging and gave such clear instructions that anyone untrained could understand them. It seemed that these were not just ordinary people, but some kind of demigods who had descended from the heavens to the earth. "Very well. That's enough," the master said after some time. "Slowly and smoothly exit from the state of merging with the energy flow and change your posture. Gently lie down on the floor and place your hands under your chin. Relax and feel the beneficial effects of this exercise. Mentally scan your entire body with your inner vision. Immerse yourself in a state of comfort and relaxation." Comfort and well-being appeared on the faces of the students, which were only echoes of the incomparable peace and grace bestowed upon them by the master. "All right, my dears," the master spoke. "Now, let's move on to the next exercise. Turn onto your back. Place your hands behind your head. Stretch your body. And then sit with your legs extended. Reach for your feet with your hands and bend forward, trying to touch your knees with your head. This is the posture of the bladder meridian. Mentally visualize and feel how this meridian starts from the inner corner of the eye, runs through the frontal and parietal parts of the head, curves around the head, and splits into two streams that run along the back, parallel to the spine. Both streams go down to the hollow behind the knee, where they converge. Then the meridian follows the back of the shin, moves to the outer side of the foot, and ends at the base of the pinky toenail. Imagine how the energy of the water element, in its blue, active yang flow, travels through this meridian. It rejuvenates the bladder itself, making it healthier. All painful symptoms are alleviated, and toxins and poisons are expelled from the body. Take a breath. Hold your breath during inhalation. Feel how the energy circulates more actively and faster throughout your body while you hold your breath. Hold it for as long as it doesn't cause discomfort, and feel how the energy moves along the external path of the meridian. Then exhale slowly and direct the energy inside your body, into the organ itself, namely the bladder. Merge completely with this movement of energy. Feel yourself as this flow. The great master extended his hands forward and directed streams of thick blue energy from the center of his palms throughout the entire hall. Everyone present seemed to bathe in these unearthly vibrations. At that moment, one of the students in the hall thought to himself, "This is power. But I experienced this state only here, during the session, with the help of the master. How will I practice on my own at home, without the group? Alone, I may not reach such a level of energy." This thought was so strongly uttered in the student's mind that the master heard it as if it were his own, and he immediately rushed to respond to it. "If, my beloved ones, you practice alone at home, then internally connect to the flow of the highest divine energy that you currently feel in your bodies. Mentally turn to the egregore of the circle of Kailash priests, to its great truth. Focus your attention on me. Mentally address me. Open your hearts to me. And in that very moment, you will feel an immense surge of strength, grace, and your divine individuality will awaken inside you. And you will feel amazing. The state that you are experiencing now will be with you constantly, even when I am far away from you. Tuning to me is unity with me and the great divine power." People were silent, blinded by the great knowledge. All of them were in contact with the great power. "Remember this state that I am sending to you. You should keep it during every practice session at home." "All right, my beloved ones," the master continued. "Now let's move to the next exercise, the posture of the kidney channel. Smoothly and slowly straighten up. Connect the soles of your feet together and spread your knees apart. Place your hands on the floor behind you. Tilt your head backward and arch your back as much as possible. Mentally visualize the entire course of the meridian. It begins at the center of the sole in the depression formed when the toes are bent, runs along the inner side of the foot, reaches the upper edge of the heel bone, then descends down and back to the middle of the inner surface of the heel bone, going below the inner ankle, behind the navicular bone, forming a loop. Then the meridian goes along the inner surface of the shin and thigh, through the abdomen and chest, ending in the supraclavicular fossa. Visualize how the blue yin energy flows up your legs along the meridian, penetrating deep into your body and going directly to your kidneys, filling the organs with its strength and energy. Feel how your kidneys rejuvenate, heal, and become infused with new vitality. They release all toxins, impurities, and negative energy. Inhale the energy into yourself, and with each exhale, guide it into the inner channel and directly into the kidneys. Maintain slow and peaceful breathing. As all the students in the hall performed this exercise, it seemed that the energy of the water element was so strongly present in their bodies that everything appeared saturated with a blue glow. Strive to be completely relaxed and feel comfortable in this posture. If you can easily relax in any position and feel comfortable in it, your flexibility will gradually improve, and you will master the art of asanas, learning to easily control your body. Now, let's move on to the next exercise, the posture of the pericardium meridian. Lie on your stomach, bend your arms at the elbows, place your palms on the floor next to your shoulders. Slowly and smoothly straighten up, first lifting your head, then shoulders, neck, upper chest, and then lower chest. Turn your palms to face each other and arch your back as much as possible. Breathe evenly and quietly. Mentally trace the entire course of this meridian. It starts at the fourth intercostal space, rises to the third intercostal space, goes to the shoulder, then along the palmar midline of the shoulder, forearm, palm, ending at the middle finger. Inhale and draw energy from space. Visualize how the red flow of the fire element, yin quality, travels through the entire pericardium meridian. Together with the exhale, the energy flows towards the pericardium along the inner path of the meridian. Feel that with each inhalation, you fill yourself more and more with great cosmic prana. Your energy increases. You feel incredibly light. All your illnesses disappear. You regain your youth, strength, and inner state filled with fresh energy. All the students, resonating with the master, felt an inner state of elevation and purification. The sanctity and spirituality of the holy sage inspired joy, openness, and delight in the hearts of all the students. Spontaneously, many of them shed tears of admiration. Everyone present, including the gray-haired yogis, felt like inexperienced infants in the presence of the great hierarchs of the Circle of Kailash Priests. All right, dear brothers and sisters, the ethereal voice of the Master broke the silence. Let's move on to the next posture, the triple warmer meridian. Place your hands under your body. Stretch your right hand to the left and your left hand to the right. Lay your palms on the floor and lie onto them. Try to relax as much as possible. Mentally trace the path of the triple warmer meridian. It goes from the end of your ring finger up along the dorsal meridian line of the palm, the back surface of the radiocarpal joint, along the outer surface of the forearm and arm to the area of the shoulder joint and scapula, then curving around the trapezius muscle. It approaches the center of the subclavicular fossa. From there, the meridian goes to the back, bypassing the trapezius muscle and reaching the point where it connects with all yang meridians. It then proceeds along the neck to the ear, goes to the zygomatic arch, and ends at the outer edge of the eyebrow. The outer path of the meridian has two branches. The first branch goes up the mastoid process, proceeds upward to the base of the ear, goes to the ear tragus, and ends at the lower edge of the orbit. The second branch goes to point VB1, where it connects with the gallbladder meridian again. Mentally trace the meridian's path. Feel how the energy flows through it. Sense the wood element, the streams of energy of yang quality in emerald green color running through the entire channel. Inhale and draw the energy into yourself, and with the exhale, guide it into the organ itself, the gallbladder. Feel how, with each inhalation, the energy fills the organ more and more. All your illnesses disappear. Your body is cleansed. Toxins, impurities, and stones are expelled. Sense the divine flow passing through the entire meridian, regulating its function. Stay in this state of inclusion in the energy flow. The students, merging into the unified stream of divine energy, stood still, feeling their oneness with the cosmic flow. The assistants majestically sat near the master, aiding him with their inner state, sustaining the collective field in which all the students in the hall resided. It seemed that the three of them together formed a singular organism, merged into one and guided by the master's will. "Very well, my dear ones," said the master. "Now, let's proceed with a collective meditation on the channels throughout our entire body. Lie down. Stretch your arms above your head and spread your legs slightly apart. Mentally visualize all the channels running through your body. On the inner surface of your arms, legs, chest, and abdomen, there are all the yin channels, while on the outer surface of your arms and legs, as well as on your back and lower back, you have the yang channels. As you inhale, imagine how energy circulates through all the yang channels, and with each exhale, it transitions to the yin channels. Mentally visualize how energy flows from one channel to another in closed loops. Feel yourself not as a physical body, but as permeated by channels connecting you to the cosmos. Mentally imagine the energy from the surrounding space
enters your energy rings and fills them with new, fresh powers. Merge with this movement of energy. Feel how all your organs rejuvenate, how all blockages, tension, and illnesses dissipate, making you as healthy and full of energy as you were when you were a child. Completely merge with this sensation. Very well, the master continued with his guidance. Now, let's move on to performing a series of breathing exercises related to the chakras. Assume a seated posture with your legs crossed. For those flexible enough, assume the Padmasana position. Straighten your spine and close your eyes. Breathe evenly and calmly, quietly and noiselessly. Distribute your awareness among the seven chakras. Each of them has a number which arises from the numerological addition of the numbers of petals of each chakra. For Manipura, the number is 1. For Ajna, 2. For Anahata, 3. For Muladhara, 4. For Sahasrara, 5. For Svadhisthana, 6. And for Vishuddha, it is 7. All the chakras form a closed, unified system. During this exercise, energy moves from one chakra to another until it reaches a cosmic level and starts emerging through Sahasrara. So, tune your attention to the breathing process. Breathe evenly, slowly, calmly. As you inhale, expand your abdomen, then your diaphragm, and then your chest. Focus on Svadhisthana and start inhaling, drawing energy into that chakra. Feel how prana fills the lower abdomen area. Glowing orange streams of prana-filled Svadhisthana. Hold your breath on the inhale as long as it's comfortable. Then, with your exhale, shift your attention to Vishuddha and direct the energy there. Inhale through Vishuddha and visualize inhaling energy from the surrounding space in the former waves of bluish light. Hold your breath on the inhale. Then, exhale gently and feel how the energy flows into Manipura. With the inhalation, a vibrating stream of yellow corpuscles from the surrounding space enters the chakra, filling it with energy. Hold your breath on the inhale for as long as possible. Try to absorb all the energy present in the air into your body. Then, exhale slowly and smoothly. Shift your attention to Ajna Chakra. As you inhale, energy is drawn into it in the form of a bright blue laser-like beam. It charges the chakra with energy. Feel the state of being filled in Ajna. Clarity and light emerge in your head. Hold your breath as long as possible. Then, if necessary, exhale. Direct your consciousness to the next chakra, Anahata. Mentally attuned to bright vibrations. Inhale and draw energy into the chakra. Visualize how a vibrating green spiral enters your chakra and fills it. At the end of the inhale,
pause and dwell in it for as long as it doesn't cause discomfort. Exhale slowly and gently. Direct your attention to the Muladhara chakra. Imagine waves of hot, fiery red energy rising into it from below. Take a slow and gentle inhale, drawing the energy into yourself. Feel how, upon holding your breath, the energy fills your Muladhara chakra with the power of fiery breath. Stay in this state for as long as it doesn't cause discomfort. Imagine that the energy rises from the center of the earth and ascends into the Muladhara chakra. Then, along with your exhale, visualize the energy ascending through the central channel, along the spine. Here, it transforms into a cloud of violet light and, passing through all the chakras, reaches the Sahasrara. Hold your breath, and after that, exhale while imagining the energy rising higher, extending beyond the boundaries of your body, dissolving into the boundless cosmos, traveling towards the center of the galaxy. Merge with this energy flow. Dissolve into it. The Master's voice fell silent, and it seemed that in this silence, energy itself was speaking. All the students had transformed into this endless stream. From the crown of each student's head, a stream of violet energy soared into infinity. Everyone was in a state of merging with the entire galaxy. Of course, such a miracle was only possible in the presence of the Master. When the energy stream began to wane, the Master spoke. "Very well, my dear ones. Every time you wish to enter this state, mentally attuned to the stream I guided you through, and your meditation will be successful. And now, dear brothers and sisters, let's perform the final exercise, the collective wearing of the energy sphere while chanting the Aum mantra. Let's all stand up." Everyone present stood up. The wise disciples of the Master also rose up from their seats and signaled to everyone present to come to the stage. As people stood, the Master instructed everyone to form a circle and hold hands. The people spread out across the stage near the Master and joined hands. "Great," said the Master. "Now, mentally turn to your heart. Feel the love and compassion within it for the entire world, for all beings, humans, animals, trees, stones, everything that is animated and inanimate. Feel how cosmic love and compassion for all living beings overflow within you. Raise your hands to the sky without releasing your fingers. Take a deep breath, and as you exhale and chant the Aum mantra, let's collectively wear the sphere and send our love and grace to the entire world." Gradually and slowly, the hands of all those present began to lower. The great hierarch of the circle of Kailash priests extended his hands over the people and bestowed upon them streams of his divine love and grace. Saturated with cosmic prana, all the people became particles of the Master themselves and, with his holy blessing, bestowed a stream of divine grace upon the world. A vast cloud of amber-golden color rose up and spread out towards all living beings on the planet. The people in the hall became conductors of divine power bestowed upon them through the great mystic Bhagavan.
"Very well, dear brothers and sisters," the master said majestically. "Each time you find it difficult, when you need my help and support, remember all the states you experienced today. Open your hearts, and my help will be with you instantly. For if your prayers come from a pure heart, it will always help you. And now, dear ones," the master added, "in conclusion of our session, let's recite a prayer to the great divine power to express our gratitude for the support and help it has given us." The master raised his hands to the sky and closed his eyes. His disciples placed their hands on their chests and bowed their heads. Others repeated. Filled with inner light, the master said, "Oh, great divine power!" The disciples echoed his words. "At this hour, we turn to you. We thank you for the knowledge, wisdom, strength, and energy that you have bestowed upon us. We ask you to grant us all of this in the future and lead us to the path of perfection. Amen. Let us bow to the great divine power which bestows its grace and knowledge upon us." The master crossed his hands on his chest and bowed in reverence before the greatness of God. All the students repeated. A moment of solemn silence followed. After this, the master straightened up, spread his hands over the students, and pronounced, "My blessings be with you. Aum. Aum," echoed all the students. "Rise and serve the cause of truth," the master concluded, folding his hands in the namaste gesture. With that, the master majestically departed with his students.
Do you want to know more? Watch the animated masterpiece that reveals the mysteries of humanity. Discover more sacred knowledge in books. You can meet the main characters of books at our seminars. Find your amulet of power. Participate in an individual ritual. Open free channel with daily spiritual practices for yourself. All these you will find on our website www.amazon1.org.